go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
When people treat me badly or talk badly to me or down to me or criticize me, I suddenly love them. I thought I had gonorrhea, chlamydia. I thought I had it all.
So you are going to disappoint somebody or a lot of people.
Pretty much everyone in this room.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with actress-director Elizabeth Rome, actor Doug Buden, and marketing consultant and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
I market actors.
Good morning. Good morning.
You are giving us Law and Order vibes this morning.
I did it on purpose. I was hoping you'd ask me all about it.
We've got the ponytail.
We've got the black blazer.
Yes.
So you just directed an episode.
I did. It airs November.
So it's season 22 of Law and Order.
Season 22, of which I'm no longer a part of, but it's the reboot, basically.
Well, you're back.
Well, it's nice that they opened the door. It sounds like the door's open for you again.
The door's open, yeah. I mean, the only original cast member is Sam Waterston, and this whole new cast is amazing. Cameron Manheim, Jeffrey Donovan, Hugh Dancy. Just awesome, awesome actors.
I like Hugh Dancy.
Yeah, he's really cute. Really cute.
He was in Downton Abbey, wasn't he, recently?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the new movie.
The new one.
Yeah.
The new one.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't that great.
I agree. I watched it 3 times hoping it was going to change and get better, and it didn't.
Oh my gosh.
I only just needed to watch it one.
Well,
one
the first time
to I realized it wasn't good.
The first time I watched it was on a plane, and I thought maybe it just that was the bad experience. Anyway, it didn't get
Did
better.
Do you think it was
me.
A different cut on the plane?
Could have been.
Yeah.
I think they do that. But yeah. Oh
well. So how long were you in New York?
I was there a month.
So it takes a month to do an episode? Is it because they're editing?
Well, no, not really. It's 9 days of it's 5 days of prep, 8 or 9 days of shooting. But we had to pause for a reason, and so I was there 10 days of shooting.
COVID?
It just yeah,
it's not a reason.
Stuff. A reason.
A reason.
A reason.
We had to pause.
We paused, and yeah. So, but I was there for a bit, and it was great.
Did you take your? It's your first husband, right? Or is this your second husband?
This is my only husband,
okay,
Jeff.
Did you take your husband?
Don't be jealous
your
that it's not
husband.
You. My current husband. With my current diamond.
Right.
Which Jeff said to me last time. He said, have you ever thought about resetting that? I'm like, why do you have so many opinions about my fucking rings?
I love the diamond. I just think the setting could be more updated. Yeah. But the diamond is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Is that a family diamond?
Yes, it's a family
now
diamond.
Now it's your family.
It is
so,
my family.
So, I'm sorry. So, his parents were like, give this to Liz? Don't they know you? And that they're never going to fucking see that diamond
the
again?
The runaway bride, exactly.
That's a bad investment. Really? They gave you that
but
diamond?
But we've hashtag never been happier. And I just want to say that Jeff Lewis fans have been really supporting me on my journey directing Law & Order. They're like, every single post, they're all like, hashtag never been happier, ? Yes, it was
good.
Really awesome directing
and I think,
Law & Order.
Congratulations.
Thank
Big
you.
Deal.
It was really fun. Yeah, it was super nostalgic.
I think
nostalgic.
Peter has an air tag on that. On
I'm chipped. I think
he knows where that ring
so,
is.
In case I disappear.
With as many times as you've been engaged, do you just have like a barrel of diamonds at home?
No, I had to give them all back because that's what
classy.
Ethical, yeah,
that's
ethical women like myself do. Although I did want to keep Jonathan Colby's because it was just so goddamn gorgeous.
God, that was beautiful. I wish we could have worked that out.
I know. Why didn't you get involved?
To sell
he
them,
likes
right?
you and Doug so much, he probably would have allowed it.
That was a gorgeous, but that diamond's pretty too.
It is pretty.
But don't you think, okay, so if you and I were engaged, right? We're engaged for 2 years.
I feel like Jeff's been flirting with me this morning a lot.
He has been.
I missed you so much.
You're just so pretty. I just I can't stop
and
looking
so
at you.
You're so hot. I mean,
thank
seriously.
You.
Okay, we'll
Let's
leave.
Peel off. Let's peel off.
Alyssa's
mean,
uncomfortable.
Jeff's tried a lot of different things, but he's never tried me.
There's your soundbite for next week. There you go.
Thanks, Liz.
Okay, lost my train of thought now, and I think I'm blushing. I don't even know what we were talking about. Oh, the rings. Mm-hmm. So, okay, if we were engaged for 2 years... And I fucked up, which is more than likely what's going to happen.
Right, right.
I feel like you should just keep the diamond.
But that's not what happened with Jonathan Colby.
Oh, okay. I don't remember. There's
it was
so
a
many.
It was a mutual decision, and
so many what, engagements, right? I get them all confused.
I'm like five. Choking.
Why do you come here? You just get
well, there was that other guy.
Like dragged.
And I don't know what it's about because I love and miss you guys so much. And then
Stockholm syndrome.
And then Peter says to me, "Why are you going to see them? It's all so fucked up. All they do is ask you personal questions, and you have to dodge them left and right." Last time I was here, it was like a tennis match about Anne Hesch. I was like, I left. Traumatized.
Well, you gave me nothing.
I know. And you were pushing. Jesus. I know.
It's you're a masochist is basically what it
is. Girl in the studio.
I know. I like it. I like the hot seat. Mm-hmm.
So you're still working with Lifetime, right?
I am, yeah.
Okay, so what are you casting now?
Well, hopefully if all goes well, I am going to be directing a movie about Larry Ray. Did you ever hear about Larry Ray, the Sarah Lawrence scandal? The sex cult?
Sarah Lawrence College?
No, but you had me at sex cult.
Yes, yes. So I'm sure Doug's available. And Shane.
Why, do you need a pedophile?
Shane, I have to say, or Shane, I feel killer? Like you look older since
he
I
does.
Saw you.
He does.
Really?
Yes, you look more
Spend
mature.
6 weeks with Jeff, oh, no. You look older too.
You do. You don't look like just...
He's looking more mature.
You look different.
My
yeah.
son is growing
up. Is
that
good or bad?
It's really
no, it's
good.
You're coming into yourself.
Your yeah. twinkdom is fading, Shane.
Yes, oh, exactly.
Shane's got twunk.
Yeah, exactly. If twank? There was if there was a cartoon character like the clink in the eye, that is missing.
Oh. You've lost your
I
sparkle.
Lost my twinkle.
Your twinkle's gone. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, but your hands, you're handsome.
Thanks.
So we were talking this morning because what happens is with me, I get a little obsessive with things and then talk about it for 7 days and then I move on to something else. Right now, I'm obsessed with, as you know, Ozempic and Mounjaro. Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed with Ozempic too.
Right. So you said that you were considering doing it.
Without a doubt. Absolutely.
Okay. But what are your concerns?
Well, I had
you might have to take your gallbladder out.
I had zero concerns until I literally was so excited because I feel like I've gained 15 pounds just directing, sitting in a chair. Like, I was so excited. I saw two girlfriends. One of them's probably listening right now because she's a huge Jeff
Shout
Lewis
out,
fan.
Girlfriend.
Hi, Hillary. Anyway,
we
so.
Love Hillary.
Yeah, exactly. So she has never looked better. And I decided I'm doing it. And then on Saturday, I opened the National Geographic and there's this huge.
Enquirer or Geographic?
National Geographic.
National Geographic?
Yes, because Ozempic is
they
not
still have
good
that.
For people.
They do?
And it's a big article, a warning article about it. So now I feel like I can't do it unless I'm self-destructive. But I would really like to be skinny again. So I feel conflicted.
Here's the thing. I looked. So
did you do it?
No, not yet. I did a deep. Well, my friend is on Mounjaro. Two people that I know are on Mounjaro that have lost. I think it's that have lost a lot of weight. I think the side effects. I think it's maybe a little not as strong as Ozempic. I don't know.
Were you about to do Ozempic?
It depends.
I just found out about all this like 2 days ago.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they said that with Mounjaro that there's some side effects, possibly nausea, diarrhea, decreased appetite, vomiting, constipation, indigestion, and stomach pain, but.
But Ozempic only makes you a little bit nauseous.
But
so
here's
maybe
the thing.
We should reconsider it.
When I read Mounjaro, I don't care about stomach pain, nausea, diarrhea, whatever. All I care about, there was no erectile dysfunction and there was no retrograde ejaculation. So I'm good.
Mm. Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Priorities.
For me too, priorities. Yeah.
Right. And then I was reading about maybe some people had to have their gallbladders taken out afterwards. But let's just reframe. It's instrumental, right? What does the gallbladder do? It's instrumental in assisting, you know, the digestive system. It stores bile, breaks down fat. But if we're not eating, we don't need our gallbladder.
No.
And how much does a gallbladder?
There's nothing to break down.
How
much
does
a gallbladder
weigh?
How much
for 6 months?
If they remove your gallbladder, you
lose
more weight.
I think it feels
weight.
A little less invasive than liposuction.
Well, okay. So my friend Krista, who I'm seeing tonight, she said she heard from her supermodel friend, like legit supermodel, that she takes this every day. And I'm going to talk to her more about it tonight, so don't buy it yet.
Okay.
Athletic Greens Ultimate Daily Whole Food Sourced, Whole Food Sourced All-in-One Green Supplement. It's a superfood. She takes it. It keeps you full all day. You take it in the morning, and you're in a great mood. She said, oh, maybe I shouldn't say this part. I talked to my gardener for an hour just because I wanted to.
What?
Well, because she's such a good mood.
And she has so much energy.
She has so much energy. She's right. Such a good mood that you just talk to people, I guess, for an hour. And then she said she did do Ozempic. She did injections for a month. My doctor gave me a sample. I lost 8 pounds, but it came right back.
That's what they say. That is what's going to happen.
So she's now doing this Athletic Greens supplement in the morning.
Seems healthier.
She's lost 14 pounds.
All right, so you do that. Oh, okay. I'll do Mounjaro, and you can do Ozempic if you want.
Why did I get cast Ozempic? Just because I don't see you guys often enough? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, if we're going to do a trial, someone's got to...
All right, I'll do it. I'll do it.
I'm doing Mounjaro.
I'll just do it for 3 months because I'm going to really like the
results.
So now
today you're going home to Peter and saying, I'm taking this diabetes medication.
No, no.
He
and I have already discussed it and he thinks I'm crazy. He won't think I'm crazy when I'm 15 pounds lighter, mm-hmm. of course.
No.
No.
It's going to be even hotter.
Yeah.
So I do think, I think I'm going to try this green supplement thing.
I'll text you later.
Okay.
Yeah, you get that. I'm
because Krista squares by it. She lost 14 pounds.
Wow.
Are you going to start
talking? And keeping it off, but she takes it every day.
Are you going to start talking to your gardener for an hour?
Francisco's
I like Francisco. He's so sweet.
Oh, okay.
I've worked from here 14. Yeah, I'll talk to him for 2 hours.
There you
question.
Go.
I love him.
Is that all you eat in the day? Or?
Well, she said she's not hungry.
Oh.
Maybe that's why you eat till nighttime?
Okay.
That works better for me if I eat at like 4 or 5 o'clock.
Right.
Dinner at 4 or 5
If I just
o'clock?
Don't eat all day
right,
and
right,
eat at
right.
4, I lose. The problem is I can't. I can't get through the day.
Yeah.
So maybe this will help.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that sort of fasting at night thing can really be great. But, you know, what about, just having a social life? I think that's a hard one to maintain. You know,
I'm good with if I meet people for dinner, I just order like an app and then drink.
Right.
I think you can do that. You just have to order the app as the entree.
Mm-hmm. I used to do that. I would order an app and then an app for an entree. So
but here's the problem.
There's bread.
Then I get too
and
drunk.
And then an app for dessert. And an app for
and
post.
An app to go.
And then the cheese plate app.
Okay, so I had a date with Stu on Monday.
Yeah.
And I was purposely trying to be like skinny, so I didn't eat. We had two apps and we split it, but I was fucking hungry.
How is he?
He's good.
Are you guys good?
Today we're good.
Tell me all about it. I haven't talked to you in like a month.
We're good.
Know.
Oh, good. We're good.
You skipped the drama, but now they're
there's
back.
Still 49
we had
minutes
some drama, of... but
nothing's
all...
changed.
Yeah. But in all honesty, I've caused the last.
You caused
two fights.
The drama.
I've caused the last two fights, and I'm going to therapy alone tomorrow because I have some shit I need to work on.
Yeah.
So,
it's
yeah,
good. It's good to recognize when you're the creator of all the drama.
Okay, not all the time, but just the last two times.
Got it.
Eight times okay. before that, maybe not.
He triggered you, yeah, and it was his fault.
So this means the couple's costume is back on.
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, God.
Somebody had said, we got to talk about Halloween costumes, because Shane has ordered now two separate orders of army fatigues. I want to go do something hot for Halloween. And now they're not coming.
Well, the one I ordered a long time ago, I've been chasing, trying to get a tracking number. And they just got back to me today and said, yeah, so we're super big. We're slammed right now. It's not going to come in time for Halloween.
Army fatigues.
I was like, okay, well, what the fuck? What's the point?
What was I going to get it for? Christmas Eve?
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck off.
Then go to the store on Vine or Gower.
That's where
I'm
going.
That's where we're going. Oh, okay.
Army fatigues.
It's called
what
army
are you talking about?
More
why is that hot?
I think you should get a canteen also.
Are you going to just wear a tank top?
I feel like you
and... do dog tags, tank top.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe a tank top.
Some
that's a good
black
idea.
Stuff smeared on your face. Oh, that is kind of hot.
Yeah. I like the...
Listen,
do I want...
I'm in.
Oh,
I think you want a canteen.
I just imagine
I
Jeff
put
like
vodka
this
in.
Suddenly
exactly.
became very
as
turned
a
on.
Flask. A canteen
you are so
as a
smart.
Flask.
Or I'll just go ahead and make the martini. Put it in the canteen. Yeah,
that's what he's suggesting.
That's
the
what he
bay.
Said. Yeah, oh, believe me, you saying. Should do that.
Where do I store the blue Sweetie. Cheese olives?
in
I've
a
got
bullet,
an idea.
In a bullet. In a bullet.
Because I'm not wearing a fanny pack.
No, one of those bullet thingamaboobies. Like that. That
oh, that's a great
a
idea.
You
right.
Can have picks,
pop an olive.
Your hand grenade holder.
You're going as a military cocktail party.
Cocktail party? Oh.
I like where you're going.
Military martini.
A military martini.
I got a DM yesterday that since Stu and I break up so much that we should go as cowboys from Brokeback Mountain.
And I'm not you. I can't make it on a couple of high altitude fucks once or twice a year.
Which I'm like, so he sent me the DM. He's like, yeah, this is what I'm like. She's not wrong.
I like it.
Yeah. She's
that's
like, not
great...
wrong. Because she's like, you
you'd
know,
be a really hot cowboy.
So hot.
So hot.
So amazing, cowboy.
Wow, what's happening, Shane? What's
weird
happening?
No, he gets paid to say that.
What's happening?
He
gets paid to say that.
You don't get paid to say that.
Yeah,
your comments are sincere.
They're pure.
He is insincere.
Exactly.
What are you going as? Are you going as a woman again as Halloween?
I don't ever go as a woman. I've gone as a lady.
Oh, my God.
How dare you?
Any excuse to dress in drag. Are you doing that again?
Well, here's the thing. You were originally
what size
planning-
are you right now?
We're going to
size 18.
You were originally going to have a party, so I initiated costume creation. Then you canceled the party, and so I canceled. I didn't fulfill on my dreams of costume fulfillment. So I'm gonna figure it out. But there was probably gonna be a pair of heels.
I mean, I love how long it took him to get there. Right?
Welcome to our
Doug,
world.
Doug, come over to my house, Doug. I'll lend you a few Louboutins, okay?
Now, I have these Dumb and Dumber costumes. Can we return those?
No. It's Halloween costume. You can't return a Halloween costume.
Yes, you can.
Those shits were expensive.
It's like $1,000.
It's like nice costumes. It's real.
I'm sorry.
Someone, I've got to give those away to somebody.
What do you mean $1,000? What is it, a Christmas tree? An organic Christmas tree? What did you spend $1,000 on?
He
a
did it.
What is wrong with you?
You said 10 times, don't get shitty ones, get good, high-quality costumes. That was the instruction.
Well, he's not going to play Dumb and Dumber. I won't allow it.
I'm not doing it. It's not hot.
So I called Hermes.
And I said, right. I said I want a flu.
Is it $500 per suit?
It was like,
yeah.
It was like $380 for each suit, plus the accessories, plus the expedited
shipping. All right. I'll buy them from you. Okay. I'll buy them from you.
Honestly, if I look at those in the closet, it's gonna make me mad how much money we've spent on those. So I'm already like feel like an asshole
Can
that I spent it.
Can you send me pictures?
You're gonna need a lot of that green juice to
you know what?
Balance.
We should donate it to the Make-A-Wish
Make
kids.
A wish.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Make-A-Wish kids.
Yes.
I don't know, man.
Because you are feeling bad about Disneyland.
I am. I was talking about, you know, it's the end of the year.
We went
year,
to Disneyland on Friday.
So this is when you make your charitable donations. And this year I'm moving a lot of my donations over to Make-A-Wish because I feel very guilty.
The millions of dollars.
Yes.
That Jeff Lewis pays you?
I give at least $75.
Wow.
That's nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give it to Make-A-Wish this year.
Because we cut them in line.
So they're two largest. Even though Stu's an extra large, but he would not let me buy him the extra large.
I'm just wondering why my offer to buy those costumes has not yet
been responded. Do you really want them? You can't wear a large.
What are you going to do
with
them?
Are you kidding me?
What are you doing with them?
I'll give them to my kid.
Peter's quite slight. It won't work for him. Mm-hmm.
They're too big.
I know. That's why I have to get on Ozempic,
Let's donate them.
But you agree. We should got the extra large for him.
I mean, it was a big point of contention.
I know. Oh, I'm like, boy. Stu, I don't think you're going to fit in it.
He likes it.
He gets very angry about it. I'm like, it's okay. You're not fat. You're just a bigger guy. Yeah, you're not fat.
That's my problem when I go shopping, clothes. Too. That's you why do? Your compliment to me this morning meant everything.
You look great.
But he tends to like Packing squeeze into really tight days. Things.
We do buy the same size of clothing at Suit Supply.
Yeah.
You and Stu?
If that tells you.
O'Keefe?
Yep.
Yeah. And so he'll sit down, and the shirt will come up.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know how he gets those pants on. I don't know. Does he call his, like, two neighbors and be like, can you help me get my white jeans on?
I remember in movies, like, the girl would lay on the bed, and the friends would have to, like, straddle
that
her to close
hilarious.
The jeans.
I mean, for those kinds of people, I just can't. I have no time for people. Trying to hold on.
You
trying to
that?
Hold,
you
trying to hold
still?
On to what was. I'm sorry. Those days have passed.
So what did you think about Disneyland? Did you have a good time?
I
know you felt bad.
So
we had a VIP tour, so we cut in line in
Carrie
front of...
Ann.
You guys should feel bad about that.
Well, I only felt bad when we went in front of the Make-A-Wish kids.
That's what I'm
that was
saying.
The, oh, I was like, Jeff, these people have like
But can I tell
hours,
you this? It wasn't like I said to the guide, let's just make sure to cut in front of all the handicapped kids. I didn't say that. She just did it.
You said, I hate to wait. I'm not
Stop
waiting.
Stop it, Shane. Whose side are you on?
I'm not in line.
Stop, Shane.
And then
I think
we all walked directly in front of a wheelchair at
I
that
am
point.
So,
like, we all cut
I
directly
I am
front.
So shocked, Jeff.
And Jeff goes, don't make eye contact. Just don't look at anybody.
Oh, my.
Just don't
he
look.
Said, he
You're
said
making
to
me look
he
really
he
bad
said
right
to
now.
Me in front
it,
of the guide.
I love
is there a way to give
children.
Feedback? Because I don't like how we have to wait in line. If you can give them feedback, tell them that we shouldn't wait in line.
I think that is a legitimate thing.
Could you believe that fucker just threw me under the bus?
I cannot believe you.
Did ever at any point in time did I say cut in front of those Make-A-Wish kids? Did I ever say that?
Not no. verbally, just with your eyes.
just with your legs that walked in
how
front
I,
of them.
How do I communicate that with my eyes? Blink four times? Oh. You think
you know what?
I think you're signaling the go ahead.
What, you know what? The truth is, we had, I, what I love,
better.
We all had
so
fun.
Bad.
Monroe, I think, had a really good time. She squeezed my ass at least a dozen
she
times.
She has to stop doing that.
She loves big booties.
She loves booties.
I don't have a big booty.
What? Well.
I thought I've been told I have no tush.
Oh, duh.
Turn it around.
Okay, well, let's talk about that later.
Dog, show us your butt.
Take it out.
No, I really don't have one.
Let me see. Pull up your shirt.
Never.
I think he has a nice butt. I mean,
let me touch it.
There.
Hold on.
Anyway.
I think you have a nice butt.
She grabbed my butt. I think she had a lot of fun. I loved what a badass she was on the rides. And I loved the idea that you brought Sherry. Because
my psychic.
When you go to an amusement, anywhere, a
psychic. As one would.
And we would
Liz,
say.
Liz, you love coming here.
I mean, girl in the studio for real. I feel trapped.
Well, she's never been to Disneyland.
She's never been. So
I was like, come along.
Why are you addicted to this psychic? What has she told you?
She's amazing.
Everything.
I need to talk to her.
She's amazing.
And I know Ozempic and Sherry.
Scary Sherry.
Yeah.
When you say like, oh, we're going to go on the Matterhorn. And she says, yes, we'll go on. This is good. You're like, okay. But if we said we want to go on this, and she would say, I think we won't go on this ride. You want to pay attention to everything she
says.
Not
safe.
Yeah. Oh. She held my hand. She cried on Soarin' Over the World.
Aww.
Sherry did.
She didn't sounds
tell me
crazy.
This.
Yeah.
She sounds unstable.
She
sounds crazy.
She sounds like my kind of person.
It's stunning. It's beautiful.
It was beautiful, Soarin'. I cry on Soarin'.
I get emotion. We got to meet Shane's brother.
We met Shane's
brother. Oh, yeah. Douglas's. We ran into my brother randomly.
Randomly.
You told him you were going to be there.
No.
It was a coincidence.
Yeah, he was just also, just there at lunch. I was like, hey, Ben, what's up?
Is he as cute as Shane?
He's very cute. And we met his girlfriend.
All the boys are cute. There's four boys.
Like you boys.
Tall.
Yeah, he's a tall one.
And Monica gave us churros. We had a churro, and we had that great lunch where I drank a
Why are we talking about food?
Oh, sorry. I thought it was
I thought we were going to starve ourselves.
Yeah.
Take the green pill.
Take the green pill.
Loved it.
Text me what it's called.
Okay. I don't know how to forward.
We'll do in the break.
Yeah.
I don't know how to forward. Okay. Oh, we're going to take a quick break. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new Quick Caribbean Escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Welcome We are back with actress, director Elizabeth Rome, Doug Buden, and Shane Douglas. Okay, so we were just talking. I didn't realize, I mean, most of the Disney rides that I went on, I was with Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
And did she go on anything with you, maybe?
Yeah, mm-hmm. A few, yeah.
Like once or twice she went on, but mostly she was with me.
Yeah.
I guess we do. We have an odd number of people because of the guide.
Yeah, a couple of times.
So we had 11 people.
And sometimes it's threes, sometimes it's twos.
So how many times did you have to ride by yourself, Doug?
Look, I think three times I went on rides alone.
Because we only went on 17 rides.
What did Sherry the psychic say?
So 20%
of
the time.
I felt okay about it until on the Haunted Mansion when it just like the ride positions
in
a way that you all sort of face each other for a minute. And that's when you all looked at me and just started pointing and laughing. That was the only time that I felt self-conscious about it. But
oh, did you see us point?
Yes. You were like, look at Doug. He's alone.
I didn't think you could see it because it was so dark.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever ride by yourself?
I don't think I did. I had a lot of great
everybody
companions.
Everybody wanted to ride with you.
You had a lot of great hookups.
You and I went on some.
Dylan said she wanted to ride with me on a thing, and then at the last minute she was like, oh, I changed my mind.
It's the mustache.
Yeah. Eighth grade all over again.
Oh, I know. I was thinking
even
about
Monroe
that.
Even Monroe was like, stop making fun of Doug. Remember that?
I know when Monroe defends
yes.
you. It's bad.
See, I mean, you, seriously. Mm-hmm. And what did Sherry say about your being alone on the ride?
Oh, well, Sherry said it's okay. It's not the worst thing. She said to me, I was singing Someday My Prince Will Come, and she looked at me, and she got very serious, and she said, well, maybe not for you, but it's
boy.
Okay.
Oh,
you have a lot of love in your life.
I do. Listen, I do. I'm
like who? Somebody's
you're surrounded by love.
His gardener.
I love you.
Oh, I love it, Roberto. I talk to him without getting on any green
stuff. That onion guy from the farmer's market?
Hog, hot onion guy?
Don't you still have like a raccoon or a possum in your yard?
No.
Oh.
They've avoided.
Well, I love Doug.
Some love lost.
Thanks, Liz.
I want to tell you what Shane said to me yesterday. He said that you said you were Tyler, yeah. who also works for me, said that he invited you to a Halloween party on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, can you ask if I can come? And this is what Shane said. I can ask if you can come, but I don't think anyone else is bringing their parents.
Oh, my God.
Asshole.
Wow.
Asshole. So this is like a 20s, 30s party, not a 52.
I imagine.
So I would be out of place, mm-hmm. even though I look so young, hot,
I mean,
fresh.
I mean, you look 30.
He just doesn't want you to go, okay?
Do you
no.
Want, do you, would you want to be there, Jeff?
Yeah.
Just,
you,
or do you just want to be invited?
Here's the thing about me.
Come by.
I don't want to go.
You just want to be
I don't want to go to anything. I just want to be invited. That's the thing. I just want the invite.
I invite.
And if
you
you're
to
smart,
time.
And I don't want to
no,
go.
No, no. I have a work relationship with somebody I adore who's younger, and I've invited him a million times to my house, and he's come for many a dinner, and he's never invited me to these infamous dinners he has at his house with his housemates and roommates because
Rude.
They're like Melrose Place. I've never been invited.
I'm
trying not to take it personally, but I've never been invited.
I
think it's an age. It's age.
You know who
prejudice.
Get real mad at that? Heather
yeah.
McDonald.
Oh,
yeah. Heather McDonald
okay.
would be furious.
I invited him even, you know, for Thanksgiving.
It's good to be invited.
Which, by the way, you're all invited for Thanksgiving. But no, but he's not invited.
Thank you. All I want is the invite. I'm not going.
That's fine.
But I just want the invite.
You're invited.
Thank you.
There'll be a nice little placemat for you.
I don't even
ask
you anymore. I just tell Shane. I give Shane the invites because I know you're just going to be like, I don't want to go.
It's true. But you know what I do like going to is when you have those dinners on Thursday night at your house. I love that. That's fun.
Oh, and you've been invited to.
He's been doing one
You've been invited to one. It's already in your calendar.
What? When?
December the 1st at Megan's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I in town?
We talked about it.
Yeah.
Do you want to be in town?
I think I'm out of town.
It's Kelly and Rick and
Did you have like
Jeremy
a surgery or a colonoscopy or something that night?
Oh, I'm
can,
sorry.
I can schedule one.
Yeah, I thought so.
I'm going to schedule a surgery for December 1st.
Pencil that in.
So speaking of doctors, we were at Brian Galbrunson yesterday who has cured my UTI. And, he did something called compression therapy, where you put your legs in these like sleeves,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and they squeeze the shit out of your legs.
Yeah,
like,
do
and
you
then
lose
they...
weight that way?
Thank you. I asked that. No, it just does this thing like
it moves
promotes circulation or whatever.
Something I would lame. Think that
not
would
as
help.
Important
I would think
as losing
that would
weight.
Help you lose weight.
Yeah. So it starts at the bottom and it just squeezes, and it's you know it's pushing
moves
blood
the blood from the bottom to the top. Uh-huh.
Oh.
So I said, Shane, you got to try this. It's really good for you. So. So the he's not a doctor, but he no. came. He comes in and
he plays one on TV.
Dr. Brian's not a doctor.
No,
and he doesn't even look like a doctor. He doesn't even try to look or sound like
he's
one.
He's way too cute to be a doctor.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
So he goes.
Wow.
He comes in. I hear,
Shane, really? I'm picking that up.
So he goes, "How is it?" to Shane, and Shane's like, "It's so squeezy."
Are you kidding me.
And he goes, well, it's compression. So squeezy. Who responds?
Squeezy.
You should get some compression
Are
socks.
You attracted to him?
So no. Squeezy. I mean, he's Cuban.
Oh, not for you.
I mean, if you were at High Tops and you had a drink.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to narrow down. I got a letter from a neighbor, and I'm trying to figure out who it is. And I've only been there. Well, there's about three neighbors that I have alienated.
Conflicts with?
Yeah. One is the people behind me that do not like my pool equipment on. And you know what, by the way? They're right, because I'm noticing like at 7:30 at night that pool equipment is on, so we have to adjust the timers.
Why does this not surprise me about you?
So the pool equipment is always on because I was always heating the pool.
You've literally made conflict with your new neighbors.
What happened? So they were angry with me. And then the neighbor across the street got upset because there was a home invasion and I made it about me.
That's right. You did.
Yeah. I made it about how it affected
me.
She was
pistol whipped and Jeff
pistol
was like,
pistol whipped, tied up, robbed, and I made it about me.
Like, oh my God.
All these articles about how Jeff is like traumatized.
It was so traumatizing for me.
And you didn't, mention the real victim at all.
No.
I should have.
He is the real victim.
You're right.
To not feel safe in your own home.
Yes.
Right.
That's huge.
But you never mentioned her and that you were praying for her or anything like that.
No. Oh.
I did not. And I should have, in hindsight.
I mean,
I really need
a public figure.
I need a publicist to write this shit for me. And that's the problem, because I don't want to spend the money. So I have to, you know, I give press my own quotes, which is bad for me. Mm-hmm. I need somebody. It's like my thoughts and prayers with my neighbor. You know what I mean? Like that shit.
And then you can talk about yourself for five paragraphs.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
His boilerplate.
If you want any help with that, just give me a call. I mean.
Then there's the neighbor who is fucking delusional, two doors down. Right. Who? So this the house I'm renting.
Do you think that what you're doing right now is potentially dangerous?
I didn't say who.
Not everybody.
Oh, I shouldn't have said two doors down. Two doors up.
Oh. Two doors
behind
down.
Me and two doors down.
It's two doors up, not two doors down. Anyway,
as if they're not listening to the show right now.
So the house that I rent is like brand new. It's only like, I mean, 2 years old, and it's really nice. Like, it's a really nicely done house. I'm telling you this because the house two doors
Because you're not up, inviting me for Thanksgiving?
The house two doors up, the guy comes over. He's like, how much you paying in rent?
Rude.
Yeah, how much you paying? I was like, and he put me on the spot. Like, he wouldn't let it go. And I'm like, oh, I'm paying this. He's like, you can rent my house. No, his house is half the size and hasn't been touched in 40 years.
Right.
And he's serious.
Right.
He's serious. He's like, I'll rent you my house. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And so he and I had this little like thing. I'm like, no, I'm not. I mean, I didn't want to be a
and
dick.
And now he's angry at you about it?
Well, I didn't want to. He's brought it up twice. I didn't want to be a dick, but it's like, dude, are you serious?
Your
like,
house is fucking ugly.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Like cockroaches.
You could just say no thanks. What a strange thing, though.
Two doors down.
Although, but you could rent my house.
Three doors down.
Three doors down.
Oh, so we do have, but I want Liz to listen to the letter that I got.
Oh, man.
Dearest new neighbor at 2341 North Flores Street.
I bet.
Allow me to welcome you to the neighborhood. 2341 North Flores Street has been the subject of my family for decades. All of the windows in 2341 North Flores Street allow me to keep track of everything you do. I see you naked in the pool with your man friends at night. I see you take your daily old man nap. And I see you sneak off with Elmo into the back room. However, I am pleased to see that you filled the house with young blood. So many twinks. So little time.
Not anymore,
twunk.
I've begun to learn their names, and I wonder if I'll be hearing Travis Shane or questionably gay Kian gasping late at night. Certainly there'll be no late night noise coming from you with your broken back, no load old dad ass going to bed before Jeopardy comes on. Question: who's the bitch? Answer: Jeff Lewis. This message will not be the last. Welcome, friends. I am the Watcher.
Wow.
You know what I'm realizing? I think we are not
alone.
Well, that. I don't think we're looking at the obvious, right? We're looking at the neighbors, right? And you were saying, you were surprised, Alyssa, that there's
only three. That's pretty good for you.
Because I've only been there for 7 months.
True.
If I
the
was
gift
there.
Of time, yeah.
Yep. So I guarantee if I'm there another 7 months, it'll be six people.
For sure.
But we're not really looking
at. They probably hate you as much as that Mia Farrow character hates Naomi Watts. And yeah. Like,
could be.
Yeah.
But has anyone ever considered. This letter could be coming from Andrew Freund.
Whatever. I go to the gym.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Do you even still talk to him?
No.
I think it's the pool people because they talk about the pool. That was like the first, their first issue that they brought up.
The first letter was the pool.
Yeah.
Do you have tunnels under your house?
No, but we should make some.
Let's look for them.
You know who I think it is? I think it's that fan of yours that spotted you on the walk just coincidentally and said, oh, I'm a big fan, but actually he's watching
Jasper?
You.
Was it Jasper?
Yeah, he was nice.
He's got a good body,
well, of course
Jasper.
He was nice. That's the
he's
point.
Fit.
And
wow. What is he doing?
Where
is he fucking fit?
He's probably
he's
on that
my
green,
age.
Green pill.
He's my age.
There's a Jasper in the Watcher, too. I mean, the coincidence.
Oh, it's too obvious. It's too obvious. Okay. You wouldn't name yourself.
There's
after
two
the
people named Jasper.
I didn't think about
did
that.
You actually just list your address in that letter?
No, oh, God.
No,
no,
I listed Andrew's.
Sandra Freund.
Was that Doug's address?
No,
okay, good, good.
That's not my address. That's not Andrew's address either.
No,
wow,
no.
Wow,
no,
you
no,
are.
Never.
You should be very afraid.
We love giving out people's addresses.
Yeah. But wait, I do like Flores Street. I'll just say it right here.
It's where my dry cleaners is.
Really?
Oh, did you talk to them about Monroe's jacket?
Yeah, they have to send it away. Away, okay. And it'll be back in a week.
What's wrong
He's
with
never going to talk normal again after Anadelphi. Ever.
I have to send it away.
Just this gorgeous jacket. And what happened?
They found the sensor tag inside of it.
Can I tell
Did
you?
Did she try to shoplift it?
Well, here's the thing. It's a gift from Krista, and it has the tag on it.
You gotta be.
But she doesn't seem like she doesn't steal. She's got plenty of money.
You never know.
She gets taken off all the time.
Some people are really addicted to stealing.
And do you think Krista shoplifts?
She's a kleptomaniac.
You should ask her tonight.
Maybe.
Check your silverware after she comes
home. Listen, you gotta get a thrill somehow. I mean, for some people it's menage a trois. Some people it's stealing things.
It's gorgeous. It's like, what would you, it's like a dark pink.
Yeah, it's like a leather, like, I don't know.
It's
really
Dior, right?
It's hard to keep up with you, Jeff. She probably did it to impress you.
Rich people shoplift a lot.
Yeah, that's
when
how
I used
they
to manage
rich.
That tchotchke shop on Madison Avenue, those Madison Avenue rich, rich women, the ladies who lunch, they would shoplift so much crap out of the store. And the owners would say, eh, we expect it. They feel like they deserve it. And that's why they would put like the Crabtree and Evelyn stuff by the front door, because they didn't mind if people shoplifted that. It happens all the time.
Do you think they're just doing it for thrills?
Yes.
Because
yes.
they're bored?
Jenny Pearlman, 10th grade, all of her skirts had a rip along the seam. And then finally she said, oh, because she rips the tags
they
off.
They don't
the...
feel anything because they're, you know, yeah, drugged up and
it's
stuff.
A
it's a thrill.
Okay. No well, doubt. My daughter turned 6 yesterday.
Oh.
Gage and I took her to dinner to her favorite place, the Tower Bar.
How's Gage?
Gage is great. We got along. We're getting along really well.
Oh,
we're
that's
co-parenting
so good.
Beautifully. I think we're becoming friends.
Good.
Which is nice. And there was a celebrity sighting last night.
Who?
Bobby Boyd was on a date.
With who?
I don't know, because I couldn't look. Because Gage's like, don't turn around. I'm like, oh, is he young? Is he twink? He's like, no, he's older.
Did you talk to him?
But Gage doesn't like Bobby.
Why?
Because when we first broke up, Josh and Bobby were Team Jeff. Ooh. And Gage ran into them at Tower Bar 3 months after we broke up. And Bobby was rude to him.
Well.
And said to him, like, wow, you've gained a lot of weight.
Oh, my God, classic.
That's funny.
And he did gain a lot of weight, but it was muscle. But.
He was trying to.
Did he explain that?
It's muscle. Stop, Bobby.
I say that all the time.
I'm shredded, okay? God.
I'm ripped.
So Gage doesn't like Bobby because of it.
I can understand that.
Right. And he's.
I love a standoff in the Tower Bar. Like
so LA.
And then Monroe, like, we're trying to be. He's like, don't say anything, don't look back, whatever. I'm like, okay. And then Monroe dropped a glass, bam! And it just went everywhere.
Queen.
And then it's like everybody in the restaurant
and
at that
Bobby
point.
And then
Bobby
knew you guys.
Bobby didn't say
were
hi
there.
To you guys?
No, he didn't say hi to me. Or
do you sit in the smaller room or the bigger room?
They don't. Nobody sits in that restaurant anymore. We sit kind of by the pool.
Oh,
like,
I
kind of halfway in, halfway out.
I like that library room more.
Yeah, oh, the front part. The yeah, front part. Yeah. Yeah, I like that too.
But the funny thing is when Gabby, you know, Gabby runs
Gabs.
It, like she comes over and talks to Monroe. Hey, Monroe, the band's coming on. Are you going to dance tonight? Oh, would you like? I mean, it's
of
just
course.
So funny.
She has like, to this make for Monroe.
She literally, I know she jokes about it. I think she is going to end
By
up
By the way,
there.
I've gone That's there awesome. For a drink Perfect. And she came up to me and she was like,
Monroe?
Monroe.
No, Gabby. I was having a martini with Monroe. And,
yeah, exactly.
No, Gabby came up to me. She was like, hi. I just want to say we're both on Jeff Lewis. Anyway, she was really sweet. She was really nice, and she gave me a discount.
She Martin. Gave you a discount?
Shout
yes.
out.
She didn't buy me a drink.
Uh-oh. Gabby? Yeah.
Well, I have to say that Gage is real strict with Monroe. Real strict, which is good. Like, I watch in awe. I mean, she listens to him. She's afraid of him.
Like what?
I mean, I'm afraid of him, too. But he's just real tough. Like, we got there first, And I said, hey, you can, she's like, Daddy, can I watch my iPad? I said, yeah, but I mean, you might as well watch it now because I don't know if he's going to let you watch it. So sure enough, he sits down. iPad away, please. We don't watch iPads in restaurants like this.
That's right.
I'm like, oh, you know, it's
you're
her.
Like, but I just want to watch one more episode of her, The Watcher, please.
It's her birthday. And he's like, nope, we're not going to do that. We're going to talk. I'm like, okay. So we talk. And then she's starting to get bored.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe there's like a coloring book or some crayons or something. Mm-mm, not at the Tower Bar because it encourages kids to go there.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm like, can we get paper? And so we played tic-tac-toe. We played rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, she loves that.
Yeah, we did that.
I like that.
And then
that
at the
game.
Point, I was like, Gage. Oh, he said to her, he goes, all right, so if we're not going to have iPad at the dinner table, but you can watch the iPad on the way home. I mean, I just let her watch the iPad 24/7, but whatever. So I'm going along with it because I don't want any, you know, any issues.
Right.
So she said, she's starting to get bored now. I'm like, hey, Gage, what if she just played games? Like, she's pretty good at those games. What if she just played games on the iPad? He's like, all right, I'm going to let you play games on the iPad, but no iPad on the way home. So,
I mean, these
so
rules
she
seem
choose.
A little bit innocuous.
He just doesn't know how to work. She doesn't know how to work him. So I took her aside.
I was going to say, you will end up being the favorite parent.
I don't know. You know why? She likes...
We all like a little kids, discipline.
Well,
she
like
likes the
discipline
and the boundaries. Because even when he dropped us off, she's like, I miss Daddy Gage, miss Daddy Gage. I'm like, really? Because he was
you're
on...
Like, I'm right here.
He was fucking on you the whole time. Like, you know, yeah. Whatever. But
and I
but
just give
you like,
whatever.
You're like, I just want to talk shit.
But
come
he's
on.
Rich, so...
Yeah. Yeah. So, so she's like, but I want to watch the iPad going home. I'm like, hey... I took her aside. I'm like, look, one battle at a time. Like, you got this. I'm like, don't worry about it. I said, don't worry about it. I said, we get in the car. We'll both wear him down. She's like, okay, Daddy. I'm like, so stop fucking crying. And I said, and she's like, don't say fuck. I'm like, stop fucking crying. I said, just go watch your iPad. Don't worry about it.
Be cool.
That yeah. is so
don't be all
funny.
Uncool.
Tell her to be cool.
Yeah. Well, I do have to agree. I do think the kids like a little discipline. So maybe you should work on your boundaries.
The only thing that I am just... a stickler for. Like, I'm pretty chill with her, but I want her to always respect people and look them in the eye and thank them. And so she was in her
iPad.
Do you
think she would have cut the line of the Wish Make-A-Wish Foundation
She did,
kids?
And she grabbed my ass.
Oh my God.
No, so what
she
happened was...
slapped him as he went on.
They brought her pasta, and she was kind of in her iPad. I'm like, what do you say? She's like, thank you. And I took her iPad. I said, I want you to look up. I want you to look in their eyes. I want you to say thank you. I said, do you realize this pasta is not on the menu? That people went out of their way to make this for you? I said, you need to thank people. So that's what I'm a stickler for.
Yeah.
Napkin on the lap.
I like that.
Don't eat with your hands.
Thank
you. But the big thank you, please. Acknowledge everybody. That's where I'm at. I don't want anyone to ever feel, and I don't, because she's, you know, she's a little bit entitled, a little spoiled. And I never want her to make anyone feel bad.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I think that's important.
That's great.
And that's going to serve her better as she grows up also.
And being generous, which you are too. Yeah.
And
so
also,
generous.
You got a lot more out of people when you're nice to them.
That's right.
Let's be honest.
And
let's be
generous. Cash. Remember to carry cash. Teach her to carry some cash.
Forgot to tell you. I forgot my wallet.
You got to grease.
I forgot my wallet and Gage had to pick up dinner.
Oh,
classic.
Payback's a bitch.
I was like, I'm so sorry. He's like, yeah, right. He's like, you forgot your wallet last time. I'm like, did I? I said, I think I did. I think I forgot.
You're like,
you know,
can I sell you?
I'll tell you what, because I don't like carrying a wallet. So what I'll do is I'll just grab what I need, like driver's license, credit card. Yes. Well, I was in a hurry. And I just forgot.
Conveniently.
I think this is a pathological choice, just so you know. Let's talk to Sherry about it.
They probably have your credit card on file anyway.
That's true.
Doug, I heard there were smells coming from your shed.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Can you explain why?
But I was, again, I'm like, why would you know that?
How do you know that?
So the other
I heard
day,
a rumor.
The other day I was in my shed and I noticed a very foul smell. And I thought, oh, God, some animal or person has died inside my shed. Like, I was really, it was a terrible, terrible
smell. It must
smell.
Be the Ambien addiction.
And
you
then,
didn't remember killing somebody.
Then,
no, he
remembers. I
remember
that.
He remembers.
But then I looked over and I saw this orange Home Depot bucket. And I realized that when we made that video, Kian had me dropping raw pork into this bucket. Of dry ice and stuff,
ugh.
We never threw it away.
Oh, so God.
It had been, what is that, a month
no.
now?
No.
Maggots cooking. Had grown
So you
in
had it. Raw ugh. Meat in a bucket in the shed for
yes,
a month.
For or 3 weeks, whatever it was, sitting in this rotten water, which had turned sort of a greenish blue. Yeah.
That's
I was
disgusting.
Gagging, and it didn't taste good. No. I this week on Cookin' Kimmy, I had to throw it away. Clearly,
of course,
but
clearly.
It was disgusting. disgusting. The smell.
That's so unlike
terrible.
You, Doug.
I just forgot about it.
Yeah, that's
that is unlike you.
Well, I just forgot about it.
That's just Doug's, not Doug's who been, I know. The Doug I know.
Doug's been acting strange lately.
Have you noticed the watcher? I don't know if you noticed, but that letter sounded a lot like Doug. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Now, speaking of raw meat that's been sitting for a month in a bucket, Cooking Kibitz on Thursday?
Yes, I am. Okay. But no meat. It's a non-meat. It's a vegetarian Cooking Kibitz. I'm doing an Indian-spiced cauliflower, like an aloo gobi, actually, because there's potato. I'm doing aloo gobi. No, it's delicious. I'm doing aloo gobi and naan. I'm going to make naan on the stovetop.
You don't like Indian food?
He loves
Jeff?
Indian food.
Not cooked by Doug.
Take it back.
Why would you do that when you have that great Indian food place down the street that we ordered from?
Because A39.
I ordered from them the other night.
And how was it?
Loved it.
Did you tell them you're friends with me?
I did not. Oh, I was too embarrassed.
If you tell them,
fuck the discount.
No, you get.
I'd rather pay full price.
I'd rather pay extra. I don't know who he is.
Everybody gets the discount, but if you tell them you're friends with me, they'll give you some free pop.
I'm never going to tell anyone I'm friends with you. It doesn't matter. I will, again,
don't
I'll pay full price. I don't give a fuck about a discount.
Be nice to Doug.
Doug, I would have ridden with you at Disneyland, okay? Fuck
Thanks,
Jeff.
Liz.
I made Jameson and Doug take a separate car. Oh. We just didn't have enough room.
That's fine. You know what?
Jameson and
Doug big,
had a great
in that big
time,
SUV
okay?
I have.
There's no third row. There's not.
Jameson and I had a fantastic time.
It just was so
time.
Crowded.
Also know? With Monica and Dylan afterwards. You guys left. And thank you. We had Carrie Ann. I was nervous that I was going to have to tip her, though, because we were the last ones to leave. And I was thinking, like, as you said to Carrie Ann, why don't you stay for another hour with these guys? And all I was thinking is, like, I'm going to have to go to an ATM. I'm going to have to figure out how we're going to.
Oh, I paid for it.
Forgot his wallet again.
Because I thought, you know what? It's going to cost me probably another $700, but it's worth it because I don't have to walk out with you.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't have to wait at valet and make small talk.
Oh, you know, there
it's
was.
It's just so uncomfortable. Like, oh, what are you cooking this weekend? It's just a lot of like, you know what? I'll pay the $700, keep him for an hour.
We waited a long time for the valet because when we got to the valet, a wedding was letting out.
A wedding?
And they were all wearing
Who gets
ears.
Married at the fucking Disneyland
they all
a lot,
hotel?
A lot of people.
They all had
oh, I'm
Mickey
sorry.
Ears on
A lot
them.
Of people.
I think
oh, no,
all,
not
wait,
me.
Oh, do people
listen
do
to
that?
This detail, Jeff.
They
listen.
All had Mickey ears on with their names. I think that must have been the wedding
every
favor.
Wedding guest. Jay, yes. Every
Since
wedding guest.
And
so
it looked
fun
beautiful.
The
they were wearing... They were wearing like black tie, like tuxedos, and then these Mickey ears. It was a little odd.
When
okay,
we...
that's odd, Doug.
I heard the reception in the hotel. What's the name of that hotel again?
The Grand California Pizza Hotel. Grand California Adventure.
No, Grand Californian
Pizza Kitchen.
That's all it is. Just
that's
grand,
it.
Just two words.
Just
what
two
strange
words.
Strange place
Don't be
to
so
get
judgmental,
married.
You guys.
I am judgmental.
Oh Have God.
You... This is your first time here.
Liz, this is Jeff Lewis, not a friend.
Who's gonna have a wedding reception?
I would never do
the
that.
The Grand California whatever.
Are you got kidding? Married at Disney, right?
I haven't even
and the,
had a wedding.
The room,
who gets married at Disneyland?
The room they were married in is the same room that Jameson and I were working at last month. The whatever
I don't
room.
Get it.
I don't get it either. That's like people getting married at like a autograph convention thing.
CatCon?
What?
Yes.
Or the Peterson
a
Car CatCon. Museum.
Like a,
I would. I mean,
I love kitties.
I propose to all of those Australian firefighters.
I bet you it's a good place to have a wedding because it's in a hotel. They have catering, and then they probably take care of the kids or something.
All right. I don't think we have any time for calls. Okay, just 2 minutes. I did want to mention that I spoke to my boss Reagan, who congratulated me on the next 2-year deal.
Whoa.
However, it went south when she told me that Tinks was invited to, I guess, Ad Week, which is, I guess, they basically all the advertisers for SiriusXM.
Twinks?
Tinks.
Oh.
Tinks.
It's a person.
My counterpart.
And I apparently, Tinks had a Q&A on the Great Minds stage at Ad Week, which is where they kind of court all the advertisers for SiriusXM. And then she started telling me, like, oh, yeah, you know, Tinks and I have such a good relationship. It was just so easy to interview her. I'm like, you know what? Why was I invited to the Great
to the
Mind
great
stage?
No. I mean, I think that's how I feel when you guys have these chumps parties. Why wasn't I invited, Jeff?
But the fact that Jeff was not invited to be on the Great Mind stage just shows exactly why Jeff was not invited to be on the Great Mind stage.
Well, I told Gage last night about it. I'm like, am I just not smart? He goes, you're smart. He goes, you're just cloudy.
Oh.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Time to go.
We'll find
out about it tomorrow.
We'll ask Jill Zimmerman tomorrow.
I'm smart but cloudy.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You're not smart.
Like murky? Like can't see through the clouds.
Doug and Liz, thank you so much for being here. Have a great day, everybody.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.